learn to play the fiddle. Finally, she let me get the fiddle out and try to play it, and I, in a little bit, I could play it enough so she could tell what I was trying to play, you know. So it went on for a while, and I kept trying it, you know. I got a little better, and he was playing one evening, and she told him, said, Melvin, and play a piece on the fiddle. He said, what? Looked, you know, kind of ill at me. She said, he can. He just reached the fiddle over to me. Just shoved it at me, you know. So I was excited, you know, but I began to try to play for him, and he seen I could play it. He could understand what it was, so he went to helping me, and that's the way it come about.
And Melvin went down there and beat him in a fiddle contest. Tell him about that.
Yeah, I beat him. Yeah, how about that? I was about 12, and they had a fiddler's contest in Burnsville, and so I went down to play. And there's several there. My dad, he was along. And they had tickets for a show for second prize, and they had $5 for first prize. But that was like $50 now, you know, or maybe more. So after the contest was over, I won the money, and he won the tickets. He wanted to trade me the tickets for the money, and I wouldn't trade with him. I asked him $2 to boot, you know. Just joking with the old fellow, you know, but he really wanted that money, and directly he got a little ill at me, and he said, you know, and I know, and everybody knows I can beat you playing the fiddle. All I said, that ain't what they thought down there. Kind of funny, you know. Finally, I give him the money, though, most of it, anyhow. I didn't need the tickets anyhow, because we played in, me and my brother, we played there in that theater a lot between reels. They had to change, you know, used to be. So we took up the time, about 15 minutes between reels, playing music. My brother, he is good on a banjo, he is a good singer, he is good on a guitar. And he said he could sing like the Carter family and look like the Jimmy Rogers and look like the Carter family, so. Yeah, he's pretty good, though. He's a good hand. And if I made a mistake, he covered it up, you know. Like Pat. Pat? Carl Barron went with me down to Chicago. And Carl's a good hand to cover up if you make any mistakes. He plays a banjo, five-string banjo, and he's, maybe you all know him. If you don't, he's a good player. And he knows a lot of pieces, and he can get you around. He had one of them rabbits, and we got stuck over in Indiana. This old fellow's from over in Indiana. We got hung over there, and we was going to return home. Snowdrifts got so big we couldn't get to them. And we stayed there 2 nights. We stayed with Judy and someone.
Jeff and
Judy. Yeah. And so we was going to return. We called in to Chicago and told them we was going to go back home. And they said, there's a flight comes out of there at 4 o'clock. And he looked around me and told me, Carl did. And I said, not at our expense. He said, catch it. So we went on in on the plane. I told old Carl, I said, he had one of them rabbits, you know. And I said, well, it better stand up to his name, because the snows are getting so deep you can't wait it. You'll have to hop now. So we got back home all right. Everything was all right. Red and them was there. Old Tommy Thompson and his fat bunch got in there. They'd been hung, too. They got in the snow, and they had to catch a plane from Cleveland. Now what?
Well, we don't want to wear you out. How about to play a couple more and take a rest?
Yeah.
And then maybe
suits me.
Strawberry's sitting around. Maybe he'd like to play a couple.
Come over.
Yeah.
I'll play one more, huh? Don't love a nobody.
I don't love a nobody.
Nobody loves me.
Might get 10 for 9 4 weeks.
Where John is
sitting. Yeah. Make strawberry?
Yeah.
You all gonna play something together or you wanna play together?
No. Not right now.
We know a lot of tunes from me. We play time together.
He's too good a fiddler for me. Yeah, he's one of the best, and I'm just a scrub.
You want to sit down or stand up?
A little better than when I first learned that. I learned it on a cigar box. That made me fiddle on out of a cigar box.
Right, Tommy.
What about the Rocky Mountain Billy Goat?
Oh, good. Let's pick this one. Thank you.
Need money? All right.
I'm not quite as big across the front there as Pat is. I got a crank.
Fiddlers don't play alike, so Melvin played Love Nobody, I Don't Love Nobody. I'm gonna play it my way one time. It's a little bit different. I just got a minor or two. Okay. I'll just get rid of it myself.
So what key do you play then?
G.
G. down yonder.
You don't know that. Did you ever play the Dark Town Stirly Ball? See?
I'll give it a Darkstown Strutter's Ball. Do you know the words to that, the Darkstown Strutter's Ball?
Well, not all of them. I know some of them, but not 2 minutes. I would play them the Shimmy Shawabble.
Okay.
C and F.
Okay, I'll give it a whirl. Player, she wobbled.
What do you want?
Well, I don't much care. I'm liking everything you play.
Like the camel?
Sure.
D.